Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Go and Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 3 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue on with our study of this week's Go and Follow Me materials covering Mosiah chapters 11 to 17 in the week of May the 13th to May the 19th. Today we're going to look at mainly chapter 13, and in particular, looking at how Abinadi stood alone about it with his testimony, and also about how God's commandments should be written in our hearts. So we've just left off where Abinadi begins to shine in their presence. And in verse 5, it says, "Now it came to pass after Abinadi had spoken these words that the people of King Noah durst not lay their hands on him, for the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and his face shone with exceeding lustre, even as Moses did in the Mount of Sinai while speaking with the Lord." What is interesting about this parallel made with Moses is, of course, that when Moses was on the Mount Sinai, he was receiving the law of Moses. And what is interesting about that parallel is that Abinadi is here having that same kind of manifestation of God's power through the light that was in his face and around him, and he is about to talk about the law of Moses and continue talking about the law of Moses, in particular the Ten Commandments, and go through all 10 of them. And he started with a couple of them, but obviously he's going to continue. And I just find it interesting that there's that link made between Moses and Abinadi, when both of them are teaching and testifying of the same topic. And I like in verse 6, by the way, it says, "And he spake with power and authority from God." It's just a little phrase in there, but just a reminder of how important it is to have the Lord with you as you go about your work and as you go about ministering to people or teaching or whatever it is that is to be done in any way with bringing people to Christ, is to do it with power and authority from God. And so we carry on with the words of Abinadi. And in verse 9 it says, "But I finish my message, and then it matters not where I go, if it so be that I am saved." I find that fascinating because Abinadi has basically resigned himself to the fact and to the outcome of the words that he's about to say to King Noah and his court, and knows full well that he may well not survive this, but yet he is still committed to completing the message and speaking the words which the Lord has sent him to speak. And he knows in verse 11, "And now I read unto you the remainder of the commandments of God, for I perceive that they are not written in your hearts. I perceive that ye have studied and taught iniquity the most part of your lives." This is interesting because this phrase, "I perceive they are not written in your hearts." And I guess for us, the question is, what does that phrase mean, to have the word or the law written in our hearts? And it's this idea that the priests clearly knew to a degree, kind of in their minds and in their brain, like what the law was. But it wasn't written in their hearts because it was not what they've taught or followed. And it says here that they had studied and taught iniquity the most part of their lives. So rather than teaching the law of Moses and living it in the way that they lived, we see here that they are being accused of not having that written in their hearts, but instead iniquity in their hearts. And then Abinadi goes through more of the commandments. In fact, all of the commandments, he lists them, adding a little bit of description to some of them about how they should be living. And then in verses 25 to 26, once he's gone through all 10 of them, it says, "And it came to pass that after Abinadi had made an end of these sayings, that he said unto them, Have ye taught this people that they should observe to do all these things for to keep these commandments? I say unto you, Nay, for if ye had, the Lord would not have caused me to come forth and to prophesy evil concerning this people. And this is all kind of important for them to understand. But then he then goes on, and as we know, you know, the law and the commandments are important and help us to come closer to the Lord. When we make a covenant relationship with him, we seek to keep these commandments, not because, you know, some person has told us to do them, but because the Lord has directed this is the way to live a happy, protected and safe and divine or celestial life. But also it is for us this idea that they bring us closer to Christ and they point to the Lord. And this is what Abinadi then starts to speak about. He says, "And now what ye have said, salvation cometh by the law of Moses. I say unto you that it is expedient that ye should keep the law of Moses as yet. But I say unto you that the time shall come when it shall no more be expedient to keep the law of Moses. And moreover, I say unto you that salvation doth not come by the law alone. And were it not for the atonement which God himself shall make for the sins and iniquities of his people, that they must unavoidably perish, notwithstanding the law of Moses." He then begins to teach about the Saviour and his role in making sure that we can be saved. Elder Dallin H. Oakes said, quote, "Men and women unquestionably have impressive powers and can bring to pass great things. But after all of our obedience and good works, we cannot be saved from death or the effects of individual sins without the grace extended by the atonement of Jesus Christ. Salvation does not come simply by keeping the commandments. Even those who try to obey and serve God with all their heart, might, mind and strength are unprofitable servants. Man cannot earn his own salvation. He cannot be cleansed by personal suffering for his own sins." Close quote. I love that by then Elder Oakes, because it just emphasizes the importance of the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I think that this is important for us to begin to apply into our own lives, because again, perhaps we may put emphasis on certain behaviors or certain principles of commandments that we ought to and need to follow. But actually, the main focus and purpose of our worship and of our study should be about the Savior and his atonement. And Abinadi is now going to go into how this redemption made by God, who will come down among them. In fact, in verse 34, he says, "Have they not said that God himself should come down among the children of men, and take upon him the form of man, and go forth in mighty power upon the face of the earth?" He's referring to Isaiah. And in fact, he says, and he's going to share Isaiah 53 next, which is the very next section after the part where the priests shared from the scriptures earlier, which again is an interesting principle that we find here, that they taught using the scriptures to try and catch him out. But now he's going to really show them what the meaning of those scriptures are and how the coming of the Messiah is a fulfillment of those scriptures that they were talking about and how they need to look towards him. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for joining us, and until we meet again.